Hey everyone, it's AJ, and I just realized I have not done a podcast in a long time.
Oh no.
So, I'm back. And the reason, there are a few reasons that I have not. Reason number one, I have been working all morning, all day, all night on Power English, my new Power English lessons. And there's a lot to do. Almost finished. They will be ready very soon. We will have a one-day-only sale for Power English. But anyway, you'll get, if you get my emails, you already know about this, so I don't need to talk about it more. If you want more information, sign up for my email course. The other reason that I have not done a podcast recently is that I have been doing audio tweets. I talked about this in my previous podcast. And I love these audio tweets because I can do them every day. They're so convenient. What's an audio tweet? Well, an audio tweet uses Twitter, twitter.com. And I have a Twitter page now. It's twitter.com/AJHoge, A-J-H-O-G-E. So you can go to Twitter and get my audio tweets every day. And I love this because I have this little program on my iPhone. So anytime I can record some audio, usually they are about 2 minutes long. So it's really good because as I walk around the city or walking around my apartment, if I think of an idea, I think of an interesting topic from my daily life, I will record a very quick audio about it. So this is a great way to get some extra free, easy English listening about daily topics, at least about my daily life topics. And you can also learn about me and my daily life if you think that's interesting. I don't know why you would, but maybe you do. So that's the other reason. I find they're much more convenient than the podcasts. Podcasts, I have to sit down at the computer with the microphone, record them, save them, then upload to my podcast site, and then I have to write the little texts for it. It just kind of takes some time. It's less convenient. So I will continue. Don't worry, I'm not stopping my podcast. But daily, you know, every day, I will probably do more on Twitter. Also on Twitter, I do some very short text messages also about what I'm doing, or sometimes I have a link to a new video that I just made. So Twitter's probably the best place to hear from me every day. If you want to get audio from me every day, if you want to see my videos, if you want quick updates, you know, definitely go to my Twitter page. That's the best place for daily stuff. And the podcast, this is where I will talk about stuff more, you know, longer. So this one's already 3.5 minutes, for example. So with the podcast, I can talk and talk and talk for a long time. Twitter has a very short limit. So Twitter is perfect for short, daily little messages, little audios, little text. And the podcast is better to talk about a topic for more of a long time. So today's topic, I want to talk about models. Models. Not the beautiful models who wear nice clothes. No, no, no. Talking about role models. Role, R-O-L-E, role models. Or some people might say heroes. Basically, a role model is someone that has some kind of success that you want. So if you want to be rich, maybe Donald Trump is your role model. Or maybe Bill Gates or Steve Jobs. I don't know. Somebody very rich would be your role model. You don't want to be like them totally in every way, but in some specific way, for example, money, yes, you want to be like them. Well, we have role models in all parts of our life. And it's very important to have role models when learning English. Very important. So what you do is you find people who did what you want to do. So if you want to speak English easily, quickly, and automatically, and now you don't, well, it's a great idea to find a role model. Find somebody who was like you in the past. Somebody in the past, they could not speak English quickly, easily, and automatically, but now they do. So you need to find these people. On our member forums, we have a lot of them. There are, I call them the all-star members. That's just my name for them. Just because they're so great, you know, they now speak English quickly, easily, and automatically. And pretty much all of them have great attitudes, very friendly. And these are great role models for all the other members, for the beginning members, the people who are just starting. They can see these people, these success stories. This is why I like success stories. I always encourage members to talk about their success stories. Very, very important. Even a small success story. When you focus on success stories, you do two things. One, you help yourself because you keep a positive attitude. You focus on success, and you get more success. Number two, you help other people. When you focus on success, when you tell about your little success story, even if it's very small, you help other people be more positive. You help them feel better, have more confidence, better motivation. So you're helping yourself and you're also helping other people. That's why role models are so, so important. They show us what is possible. They give us confidence. They help us to stay positive and focused. They help us to succeed. So it's very important to find these role models. If you're a member of Effortless English, you know, go to our member forums and, you know, read the success stories from our great members. I always talk about the super ones. The super all-stars are like Inca, Fred, Jan. And we're getting a lot more now, too. Laura's one. We're getting a lot of newer ones now who are starting to have some great success, too. So the Super All-Star list is getting bigger and bigger. I need to make it longer. But we have a lot of great people. And it's one of the powers of Effortless English is this community of all-stars, this community of great role models, so that when a new person joins the club, they have all these other successful people helping them, encouraging them, showing them what's possible. That's important. It's really great. That's why these communities are very important. Steve Kaufman over at The Linguist, he has created something like this also for several different languages. Equally important, equally powerful. So whatever you're doing, you need to find a very positive, strong community that has a lot of role models. This is yet another problem with most schools. Most schools focus on mistakes and failure. Right? What do they focus on? You take a test, and what does the teacher circle with big red pen? All your right answers? No, your mistakes. And after months and months and years of this experience, you learn psychologically to focus on mistakes. You get a very negative attitude. What are you focusing on? You're focusing on failure. You're focusing on mistakes. Not good. Another problem in schools. There's all this competition, right? These grades. Some people get A's. A few people more, you know, less. A few more people get B's, and then C's, and then D's, and F's. And there's this competition. In some schools where I taught in Thailand, in fact, I was fired for this. I would not change my grades. But they told me I must fail a certain percent of my students. Didn't matter about their performance. It was required. So it was this very competitive thing. So did the students learn to help each other? No. How did they feel about the people who got A's? Well, many people felt jealous, or they just felt like kind of stupid, like, oh, I failed. These people got an A, they're very smart, I'm not smart, I didn't get an A, I got a C, or I got a D, or I failed, something's wrong with me. That's the message you learn in school. That's the message you learn in English schools, especially, or English classes. And I hate that. It's a bad message, and it's also incorrect. It's wrong. A lot of people fail in English schools because the methods are terrible, and the teachers suck. Teachers are very bad. And I think that they should fail the teacher and fail the school, not the students. Just my opinion. But even better is don't fail anybody. And instead, the people who are most successful, who are learning, well, let's learn. What do they do? Let's find out. What are they doing? Why are they succeeding? You know what? It's not because they're smarter. That's a lie, and it's a false belief. A lot of people who fail in English class are very, very intelligent. I'd say basically most of them are super intelligent people. But they still fail. Well, there are reasons why they fail. Some of them are about the methods they use. Some very, very intelligent people use very bad methods that they learned in school. They use all these grammar methods, all these textbooks, and they can't speak. Another thing is the psychology of success, right? The people who succeed often have different attitudes, different emotions, different motivations, and much different psychology, a much different psychology, than the people who have trouble. So instead of, you know, having a competition and making some people better, some people worse, failing A's, B's, D's, F's, we should just find the people who are doing great, and those people can be role models. They can encourage the other people. They can help the other people. They can also teach the other people. In a very positive environment where everybody feels successful, everybody feels confident. When we do that, we find that almost everybody succeeds. And that's what we do at Effortless English. No grades, no failing. And the people who are the best, who are really succeeding very fast, they are so friendly, so helpful. They help our other members, the newer members. Anybody has trouble, or they're feeling bad, or they're tired, the other members help them. They give them very kind words. They encourage them. They give them advice. They tell them, hey, maybe you need to change this, or maybe try something a little different. Sometimes it's a psychological suggestion. Sometimes they suggest a different way of using the lessons of studying. But these are true role models, and really a better word maybe is leaders. Leaders. True leaders are friendly. They love and care about everybody they are helping. And we have true leaders in the Effortless English Club. And I'm very happy and very lucky to have such wonderful people. So what is the point of all of this that I'm talking about? Well, you have to do this yourself. You've got to find a group like this. You must find role models and leaders and mentors and friends. And you must also be one. It's not either or, right? You need some people who are role models, people who are more successful than you. You can always find them, right? There's always somebody more successful than you. So you need these people who are very positive and helpful and wonderful. But here's the other thing. You are always more successful than someone else. There is always another person who needs your help. Maybe you think, oh, my English is terrible. It's very low. But you know what? I guarantee there are other people lower than you. And you can help them. You can encourage them. So at Effortless English, I always say, we are all teachers and we are all students. Everybody's a teacher. Everybody is a student. Everybody is a leader. Everybody is a follower. So find a great group like this. It's very important for your success. It's hard to do it alone. You can find it online. There are some great online groups. But again, they need to be very positive. If they have a lot of negative people, it's terrible, and then you will feel bad and much worse. So be careful which groups you join. There are a few that I recommend. I recommend, of course, the Effortless English Club. I think we're fantastic. I think Steve Kaufman's group is quite nice, very positive. And I'm sure there are some others out there. So look around, be careful, but find a very positive peer group, we could call it, a very positive group that has great role models for you and also people that you can help. All right, well, that's today's podcast. I hope you enjoyed it, and I will see you next time. Bye-bye. And oh, remember, if you want daily audio every day from me, go to my Twitter page. That's the best place to hear from me every day. It's also free. And again, it's Twitter, twitter.com/// AJHOGE. That's my name, right? twitter.com/AJHOGE. I'll see you there. Bye-bye.